Federal workers in Alaska may soon start getting what's called locality pay instead of a COLA, or cost of living adjustment. The switch would put Alaska, Hawaii, and territories such as Puerto Rico in line with the rest of the country. Locality pay still makes salary adjustments based on geographic location, as COLA did, but the money does count toward retirement, whereas COLA does not. The switch is supported by Alaska and Hawaii's congressional delegations and is in a bill that passed the House today. The change in federal pay was prompted because COLA rates started decreasing this year. Congressman Don Young's chief of staff, Pamela Day, says their office began working on the issue 2 years ago when the Labor Department approached them with concerns COLA would drop. Day says unions in Alaska and federal workers asked them to get involved too.
When you go to locality pay, you're going to receive roughly the same amount, if not a little bit more, than you would with COLA. But on the flip side, when you retire, that amount of money is going to be counted in towards your pension payments. So you actually make out much better in the long run.
One difference is that locality pay will be taxed, unlike COLA, but Day says it should balance out.
COLA is not taxed, locality pay is taxed. But because the COLA rates are coming down, locality pay more than makes up for the difference in the taxable income there.
Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich supported the legislation in the Senate. The switch would affect about 50,000 federal workers whose pay would be phased from COLA to locality pay over 3 years. It's in the final version of the Defense Authorization Bill, which passed the U.S. House today and will go before the Senate next week, where it's expected to pass and then be signed into law by the president.